one can say it would be widely supported, and it's a lot better than what it was.
That button, that's true. Well, talking heads, Wild Wild Life, that's from a movie, that's from True Stories.
That was their movie, wasn't it?
I think it was. It was David Byrne,
John Goodman.
Talking about John Goodman singing a song or two. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M, home of the cheapest laughs on radio with myself, Tony Martin. We've got Ian Cavalli. And of course, pushing the buttons, Richard Marsland.
Please explain.
Of course. What are you doing to her there, Rich?
It is very easy to explain how these buttons work.
Why
she constantly looks for explanations.
It's good that we're back talking about movies again. It's good. If you missed yesterday's show, James Brayshaw from the Melbourne Cage came in to try and help us talk sports. Wasn't a lot of actual sports talk.
No, I learned a lot about the
what goes on in the changing rooms.
The culinary tastes of gentlemen on tour.
How's that sports? It's out of control.
I can't. I don't think I'd be able to stomach all the stuff I'd have to drink if I was to join a sports team. You know what I'm saying?
And they were the calls we put to air too.
Yeah,
he says.
Yeah,
they are counselling after the shift. Some of the calls that you had to take.
Dear. Sailors were embarrassed by the blue talk. Let's get back onto the movie. You know a movie I'm looking forward to? Paris Hilton in prison.
What? Oh, good.
They're selling the movie rights. I mean, she hasn't even gone yet, has she?
No.
Already, look at this. $5 million for the book. $3 million for the diary. $7 million for the TV show.
So the book's getting more than the diary.
Yeah.
So we can read what actually happened for $3 million. But for $5 million... You got a pretty picture or two.
It'll be a photo insert.
Mm.
What about the $10 million for the movie rights? And then $1 million for the doll.
What?
The prison doll. Paris in prison doll. Then $2 million for a prison-inspired range of clothing, which she's going to be knocking up while
prison-inspired.
What's the movie going to be? It's just going to be her sitting in that room for a couple of weeks,
counting money.
Staring at the mirror. Isn't that going to be it?
Pretty good.
$10 million for the rights to that?
Mm.
What's the story?
Okay, what is the story? Okay, misunderstood woman goes to prison only because she drives drunk all the time and crashes into stuff. I mean, she's a political prisoner. There's a political angle.
Yeah,
maybe she's in a cell with Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she's in there for 17 years and eventually decides to tunnel her way out and they sell a million DVDs.
Maybe Morgan Freeman could be like a Martha Stewart type character.
Okay.
An old wizened sort of soul.
You think Morgan Freeman dressed as Martha Stewart?
Great.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now we're earning our 10 mil.
Okay.
That'll be who's going to play it?
Well, I don't know. Meryl Streep, something like that.
That'd be good.
Class it up a bit.
That'd be good. Well, it's going to be...
Liza Minnelli.
Surely. Add song. Do that. I'm thinking, you know, when will it be out? 2009? Will it be out in cinemas?
Yeah,
probably. Here's something we'd like to do. This is my oldest idea, this one. I've been doing this since you were 4 years old, Ed Cavalli.
What's this? What's that?
It's time to, have another newsreel. From the future.
It's 2009 and Australia prospers under the popular stewardship of Prime Minister Gaylord, who was elected in a landslide following the successful introduction of SMS voting in late 2007. And public support for politicians is at an all-time high since the introduction of a new parliamentary format.
These stories are complex stories. Different things have happened in different cases.
Accepted. However, next time, it will be clear. Yeah.
Business confidence is through the roof following the awesome party's decision to replace cumbersome AWAs with three joints and a jug of illusions. With 2009 water restrictions currently sitting on level 12, tensions run high in the suburbs. This man was executed on his nature strip after being secretly filmed standing at the sink running a tap waiting for the water to get hot. Whilst being set alight and dragged behind a ute through a knife factory is too good for this family found harbouring a slip and slide in the biggest purge since the full flush riots last July. It's only 2009, yet somehow starlet Lindsay Lohan is celebrating her 48th birthday as the relentless partying continues to take its toll. Here she is, turning up as a glamorous premiere of the new motion picture based on Paris Hilton's harrowing three-day prison term, The Horse Gang Redemption, with Philip Seymour Hoffman reprising his role as Truman Capote, sole biographer to the imprisoned socialite.
I'm telling you, Paris, you've got to talk to someone. The broadband reception in here is intolerable.
Audiences applaud the uplifting scene where Paris survived a humiliating mugshot photo session.
You turn to your left, please. Okay, boys, get the shot.
And a terrifying strip search.
It's getting hot in here. Hey, Sarge, I think I've found three more blackberries.
Meanwhile, back in Australia, ratings are middling for Channel 10's new Sunday night comedy showcase, Marsland Live, which hit the airwaves, some have suggested, too soon after the mysterious disappearance of Rove McManus. McManus was last seen being bundled into the boot of a car bearing the vanity plate Ricky M, although Marsland himself provided no clues during his eccentric opening monologue, most of which he spent giggling and repeating the phrase, at last it begins. Viewers were unimpressed and soon switched over to the Crime Investigation Network for the premiere of I Still Can't Stop Masturbating.
A knife factory.
That's pretty tough stuff. 2009, it's coming, people.
It's really the darkest thing I've ever heard you say, Tony. Drag through a knife factory.
Behind a ute.
Sorry.
Well, set alight.
Yeah.
That's how tough the water restrictions are going to be. 2009.
Is that you doing for Truman Capote?
That was me just trying to remember what he sounded like. Yeah, we turned into Peter Lorre halfway through. You concentrate. Hey, we've got more notes from the future.
Yes, so much.
And I think Ed Cavalier is finally going to get to that exclusive preview.
Oh, of the new shows.
Yeah.
Oh, it's here. It's here. It's sizzling.
Pour it out. That'll be next. I'll get this.
Birthday at this magazine, and I've got braces.
Isn't it? Oh, Benny, you're so ugly on the outside, but beautiful on the inside.
Thanks.
If only everyone could see the beauty on the inside.
Thanks. What is going on here?
Well, that's the opening song for Ugly Benny.
Oh, Katie Tunstall.
You're on Triple M,
I see. So we just decided to give everyone a little taste of what they're missing if they don't watch it.
Richard, never seen the show, did a beautiful job.
Yeah, I'm gathering that's the general gist of the show.
Yeah, yeah. Beautifully done. Did you audition for Ugly Betty?
I did.
Wow. Yeah.
Didn't happen?
Me and Lucky Hume. It got down to me and Lucky Hume.
Of course it did.
So beautiful.
Thank you, Richard.
You're in love with Ugly Betty, Richard.
I
want to talk about television because there's new TV. Eddie McGuire's been overseas.
Thankfully, Eddie McGuire's been over there to grab the best stuff for us to watch, and I thank him.
Have we got some appropriate music for, canvassing the new TV season? I say get on.
Okay. Something at random.
I guess we'll go with that. What is coming up in the coming year?
Well, here's something that you might like, Tone.
Jimmy Smits. Sizzling Jimmy Smits.
Stars in a dynasty-style primetime soap about a wealthy family built on a sugarcane and rum fortune.
So all that tedious dialogue about trade tariffs in the new Star Wars films has really
served him well.
Got over a storm, clearly.
Well, there's another one here. It says, when a fashion mag needs a new editor, an unlikely promotions model with a heart of gold is the only choice.
Wow. I just like how everyone on television works in the media.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
I love that. They work in the media and they live in warehouse-style apartments.
Of course they do. How about this one? A hot male doctor gets a job at a fashion magazine, but what secret is he hiding? That sound pretty good?
So they've combined Ugly Betty and Grey's Anatomy.
Well, have a listen to this. This is another one. This is the best one. A fashion magazine opens at a hospital, and the new doctor's lives are thrown upside down when two of them are reluctant to moonlight as promotions models. And the last one, my favourite one. Three people sit laughing directly into the camera as they tell you how they wrote a show about a group of people wandering the jungle. Has lasted 5 seasons.
Where are you up to in Lost, Mr. Mars?
No, just the end of season 2.
Oh, is that where are they up to on the normal TV?
I'm not sure. Last time I saw, they were wandering through the jungle, wondering what's going on.
Yeah, that could be any series. Mm. When it's finished, I'd like to think that three of the less important characters from Lost will come back for a show called After Lost.
That's a good idea.
Much like After Mash.
Great.
Really
losing small things at their keys. Where are those keys?
Oh, there they are. That was what happened on Aftermath. I think it was set at a radio station, was it?
Really?
And it was
a place for all that sassy talk and dialogue.
And it was mostly just Colonel Potter, the priest,
and Klinger just sitting around, just shuffling papers. Anything happening this week of interest?
No. We only broadcast to all personnel.
Anyone still in contact with Hawkeye?
No, I think he's got a career. I don't think he's returning my calls.
Why wouldn't even radar be? Surely radar should have been in this. Why is it just me? Why am I still wearing this dress? The war's over. He was still wearing a dress.
Why was he wearing that dress?
I don't know.
To prove he was crazy. It was the Catch-22 thing.
Yeah, but the war's over. You're in Chicago. You're working at a radio station.
Now it's just an issue that you have to do.
I'm trying to get out of the series.
If I keep wearing this dress, they'll let me out.
We should do that for a phone-in. Pity it.
Mm-hmm.
Sequel TV series.
Good idea.
Yeah, I can remember one that even people who were in can't remember doing.
One time.
Dusty's Trail.
What's that?
Dusty's Trail was Gilligan's Island in the Wild West.
Who was in it?
Gilligan came back, stuck again. He was called Dusty. It was, Dusty's Trail. He was lost on the journey to California on a 3 hour tour again.
With who?
Oh, they couldn't get anyone from it. It was as though they'd done it down under and could only import one person from the original. So I think there was like a millionaire and a sort of hot chick.
Yeah, hot chick.
What about the Partners? You remember, you guys wouldn't even remember
what
that.
Partners?
That was Get Smart without 99 with a black guy.
Ooh. Right.
The Partners, it was the follow-up to Get Smart.
And was the boss in it?
Oh, no. See, the idea with these is you just have like, you have one-tenth of the original cast.
So Don Adams, was he?
Don Adams was in it.
He was involved.
May well have even have been Maxwell Smart.
How many spin-offs were there of the Mary Tyler Moore Show? Wasn't there like about three? Like Rhoda?
Yeah, Rhoda.
Was Valerie? Was that? No, was that involved at all? But All in the Family, and they had Maud and Good Times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, once again, the Norman Lear territory.
I think that The Sopranos is a spin-off from Family Ties, is it not?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, I think that's one of the lesser-known ones. What about an Australian one, Tony? You know any Australian spin-offs?
Hampton Court.
What was that?
That was the spin-off from Hey Dad.
Really?
It was just Betty living in a crazy new locale.
Oh.
How do you think this discussion is going down out in the real world?
When exciting new shows to obscure shows from the 70s no one's ever seen. I didn't even notice it happening.
He's like a magician. A segment was its own spin-off.
More hot previews coming up next. I'll get this. Oh, all right. Saw that a bit more in the tank. Aussie crawl. Things don't seem here at Get This around the nation on Triple M. Just looking for some more big stories. Cecilia brought me in something that...
People just phone in every time we meet.
And we think, no one will be interested in that. Obscure TV shows. I've lost this, Cecilia. You'll have to print it out for me again.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Someone got another one for us.
Yeah, that's just... The phone's exploded.
Really?
Good stuff. But what about other big stories? Here's some news. The University of Melbourne have called for an end to cremations. Yeah. Cremations, declaring the environmental cost of burning a human body in a wooden coffin is enormous. The greener option, says Professor So-and-so, is to place bodies in a cardboard coffin or a hessian sack and then bury them upright next to a tree so that remains would help with its growth. Gee, that tree's looking a bit droopy. Oh, have we still got any of granddad left in the freezer?
I think he's got some legs.
That's what's missing from the back garden. Dead relatives. Combine that with John Jarrett in Better Homes and Gardens, and we can really get that grindhouse feel into primetime infotainment. Welcome to Rhonda Birchmore's rooftop garden, or as we're calling it, the killing field. Is that something you feel comfortable with? Dumping a relative in a hessian sack.
Yeah.
Bury them next to a tree.
Yeah. No, I'd be cool with that.
Certain relatives.
Yeah, yeah.
It's environmentally sound.
Helps the tree. We've got an apple tree in our front garden we've discovered.
Yeah.
That's it.
Got an apple the other day.
No, but I would feel strange about eating an apple that has been fertilised by...
Would you?
Uncle Jeff.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it might have a hint of Jeff in it. It would be delicious.
A bit Uncle Jeff there. But it's safeguarding our future. Keep that in mind.
That's true.
Which we need to safeguard, Richard.
What else is going on?
Hey, check this out. In Russia, an Australian-born gay rights activist has alleged Moscow police stood by and watched while he was being beaten by neo-Nazis at a march in Moscow.
That's a bit gay.
No, Mitchell, that's not funny.
Mitchell, that is not.
It's those shock jocks.
Those little shock jocks from PLPS.
What about the cheese roll? That was...
That was nice.
Seen on last night, how many fatalities?
Massive. Oh, I don't know, a few broken hips, though. But the guy who won has already won two times. So yeah. he's won the past 3 years, so he's got a hat-trick of cheese.
Really?
And you would think with the prize money, you'd be able to afford your own cheese.
What did he do? What did he do, win cheese?
He made it in... It's a one... I don't even understand.
How can you win? You can't get that wheel of...
And it's like greyhound racing. If you ever catch the cheese, like if the dogs catch the rabbit, they lose motivation.
Yeah,
if you ever actually catch the cheese, you don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
It's 3.5 kilos. It's a double Gloucester. Yeah. Cheese wheel. Fantastic. The gradient is one. I don't understand gradient.
That's the speed, Bridget.
It is extraordinarily steep. But see, wouldn't it be interesting if they actually had the whole meal? You know what I mean? Like, there's your cheese, there's the biscuits, okay, catch the wine, here comes the turducken, away we go.
Look, I had a look at the footage, and I think
it's great footage. Every year, it's great footage.
Some of those people should be disqualified because there's a lot of people running down that hill without an open drink in one hand.
That's true.
that's
beverage.
Not on.
And the thing that always happens is they're chasing cheese, and it's always the roundest individual that wins.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Whoever's got the most kind of padding, who can just sort of launch themselves down, and it's just, they're all legs and arms as they go down.
Yeah.
See, if you're the roundest fellow, you're not going to break your hip. You'll bounce rich.
That's absolutely right.
This is the key.
I think Jessica Simpson won this year.
Did she?
That's unfair. You seen that in the New Weekly?
They're having a go at it.
John Mayer dumped Jessica Simpson, saying you're too fat to be my girlfriend. Too much Wonderland. You can just have too much Wonderland, apparently.
You see that?
But then it's like there's a picture. Look at this red line. Jessica Simpson. It's not a fat suit, all right?
What?
Mind you, anyone looks pretty hefty when photographed from, like, underneath.
Yeah, it's true.
Have you seen the angle of that shot on the cover?
It's the Nutty Professor shot.
I would look like the Nutty Professor if they whopped the camera there. That's a bit unfair, isn't it?
Not fair, I guess.
She did not take part in the cheese rolling. That's just wrong. hundreds of passengers on a train in India were asked by the driver of the train to get out and push.
Yes.
That's a good look for a Connex ad in Melbourne, I reckon. People throw away. The passengers were forced to get off the train. It took them half an hour to push it the remaining 12 feet into the powered stretch of the line. Got off the powered bit. A spokesman for Indian Railways commented, "In so many years of service in the Indian Railways, I've never come across such a bizarre incident." Oh, come on!
Come on, bro.
The Indian Railways? I've seen Dandy, 200 people train serving. There's your ticket, sir. Where would you like to sit? Oh, on the outside, would that be just clinging to the side of the dining car would be nice?
Yes, I've got some clinging room ready. Yeah, see?
And where will you be stopping, sir? I'll just get off when we go through a tunnel. That'll be fine. There's no way that is the most bizarre thing that he's ever seen.
We need to give him an Indian voice gotcha call.
Oh, that'll get him.
Yeah.
Hey?
I think that's what we've got to start doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Other shows do Indian voice gotcha calls to people here in Australia.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens when you call India and try that gear.
Oh, that's cool.
How'd that go down?
What?
Yeah. Thinking now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am thinking.
Yeah.
But what would we be complaining about? Like, what's our go?
I don't know.
Something pushing train?
Something to do with call centres. I'm sure we're going to
be like... Trying to get a job at a call centre.
This is heavy.
We call India. Trying to get a job at a call centre.
That's not a bad idea.
That'll get them.
All the meetings take place on here. Nicky Hamilton is running out of fingers. That's how long we've crapped on. But the listeners, they can have a bit. They can have a bit of this action.
What are we doing?
What are we doing today? Sprung bad.
Oh, yeah. Have you been sprung bad? Is that why we're going to do this?
No, somebody on the old MySpace has got something
for us. Full details and pics coming up next.
Verging on a pornographic public display.
Around the nation on Triple M, as per usual, and people call us up and... You know, we're pretty gullible here, aren't we?
Sometimes.
We can be. We were talking about spin-offs, TV spin-offs, which didn't catch on or did catch on. Yeah.
Did they ever catch on?
Well, Joni Loves Chachi, that was quite popular.
Yeah.
Now, this is something which, if it isn't true, is probably racist and could cause a diplomatic incident.
Right. Is this the Chachi thing in South America?
Well, what have you heard?
What's that? Isn't it that Chachi means... Well, I can't say it,
means what? Means... penis.
That's right, yeah.
In South America, we'll see, according to...
South American, Rich?
Well, this caller claims it's in Indonesia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still.
Tony loves Chachi.
Good.
See, if that's not true, we're in trouble.
A great opportunity for some gotcha calls. Hey, we could call Indonesia. Say our name is Mi Goreng. Hey, hey, they won't get that. And then I have to speak to Chachi, see what happens. What do you reckon?
That'll be tomorrow's show.
Forget
this podcast.
Oh, what's happened?
Oh, today, you know what goes up today?
No.
Podcast.
Minutes of rehearsal during the song.
We can't pulled off. Find a song with the number 89 in it. Oh, this one is absolutely chockers. Remember when Ed was eating sandwiches on air? Remember when we were playing Keith Urban lyrics or children's poetry?
The good old days.
Those were the days. Last week, the Monkey Clown, Disorder in the House, What Do You Want From Us, Country Cookin'. There's so much on there. It's about 40 minutes worth. It's all free, of course.
It's all free.
Some money-making exercise.
Not yet.
Go to the Triple X. Not yet. What have you heard?
I'm going to make some coin off it.
Well, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go like Ricky Gervais and just get people hooked and then start charging.
Why not?
We're going to do that.
Push for drugs.
Well, we'll see what happens. The quality will have to be up.
That's true. That's
we're going to do that. I don't know if we could stand for that. But listen, it's free. It's via iTunes or go to the Triple M website, triplem.com.au/get there.
Good on you, Tony.
There you go. Get the hang of this.
Yeah.
What about music, though? We were supposed to be working on our Beatles impressions this week. What have you come up with?
I've got a new John Lennon. This is going to knock you guys out of the water.
Yeah? You want to play some guitar, Mr. Marsden?
Okay.
Green Day with Ed Cavalli on lead vocals here. Get this on Triple M. You sort of sounded a bit like John Lennon at the end there.
Thanks, man.
How's the George Harrison coming along, Mr. Mark?
Too bad. Thank you, Tony.
It sounds exactly like your Ringo, who sounds exactly like Peter Harvey.
It sounds a bit like the English butler out of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as well.
Who was I meant to do?
Which I like.
Just any of the Beatles at this point would be helpful.
Well, that was my Ringo.
What's your best accent, Rich? Like your best... the accent that you do, which is just wonderful.
The one that knocks them dead down at row.
Well, I can do some sort of, some American ones, okay? I can scrape by.
Which one?
I can also do some South African, like the other day, but I missed my opportunity when you did your sketch.
Well, now's the perfect time. Why not just do this break in a South African accent?
I need the lines, though. What do I say?
Okay. Here's what happens from now on if you do a dodgy impression on this show. Yesterday, a lot of people calling up wanting more. Actually, no. I'm just covering while our producer, Nikki Hamilton, types desperately into Google. Because we're trying to find out if that's true, that the word chachi means penis in some languages.
Mm.
Because people have been calling up saying it also means it in Japanese and Korean.
It really gets around this chachi word.
At least we're being equally racist.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's not true.
Yeah, we are. And we've spread it evenly. And the answer is nowhere.
Yes.
But apparently it could be heard as penis by Koreans.
Here's a sentence I didn't could be heard. I didn't think I'd ever hear this sentence. Our producer Nikki is over at the computer going... I'm typing penis into Google and I'm getting nothing. Really? Nothing? I can't believe that that's true. That's an instance of being sprung back.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Let's start soft and then go loud as we climb Talkback Mountain. Why? Are we playing Sprung Bad today?
Our friends in Italy, a gentleman in Italy has been busted because he was on the beach
during the day with his mistress, Rich.
You know what I'm saying.
But that's fairly standard over. He was probably, was it Silvio Berlusconi?
No, it wasn't the terracotta one. But they were on the beach, sort of getting it on, as you do on the beach with your mistress. You know, that's when you're a beach guy.
Sure.
And anyway, a helicopter flew overhead, and they were waving at it, like, oh, yeah, you're in a helicopter, I'm on the beach, good on us, we're all in it together.
Yeah.
But unfortunately for them, that it was beaming live pictures of a cycling race after millions of Italian homes where his wife's brother was watching.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. Well worth renting on DVD if you haven't seen it.
Now, I got sprung out a little bit yesterday because I was taking the Navara out of the garage.
Oh, yes. The Nissan Navara with its huge pulling power.
Yeah, but my sort of inadequate driving skills got the better of the car for a while.
Oh, not up to the Navara, mate.
No, because it took me a full 30 minutes to get it out of the garage because I'm not very good at reversing.
There's not much room to manoeuvre in the garage. I'm the master of the 78-point turn. I get sketches written while I'm trying to back out of this place. It takes so long.
It's amazing.
Yes, it's a Rubik's Cube.
Yes.
All right. Sprung bad. Who did you get sprung by, though?
Well, the kind person I'd asked, would you mind just opening the garage for me when I come up? So when I drove up, I was like, yeah, the thing and I'm going to go. Just drive me out of there.
You don't have...
I was trying to blame something about the car, but the car was obviously working perfectly well.
All right.
Off I went.
Good to see your license now.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Sprung bad. I had one yesterday.
What happened?
This is really as bad as it gets. I've got home. As you know, we've been talking about the show on the CI network, and people are still calling in about it. Wow. Most people didn't make it past the first 30 seconds. Jen Ryan says, I just tried to watch the opening of, here comes the name, I Can't Stop Masturbating, on the CI Network. I feel physically sick.
Oh, come on, Jen.
Too much scrotum, says Jen.
Well, where does she draw the line?
Now, we taped that on the weekend.
I don't know if Jen's scrotum tolerance level is where it should be.
It's a natural thing.
Maybe she needs a rigorous...
It's going back to yesterday's show.
Sorry.
It's James Brayshaw.
Sorry.
He should be part of this action.
Yeah. What were you saying, sir?
I've come home and I thought, okay, everyone's emailing in. We haven't played any clips off, but am I going to have to watch this thing finally?
Yes, you are.
So I've got home, run the bag down, yell out to my wife, where's that tape of I Just Can't Stop Masturbating? And there she is in the kitchen with a plumber.
It's honestly for work.
And this is something he wouldn't have here. This is a guy who's Wally plumbing and listening to Ernie Sigley.
Yeah,
and catching himself.
Oh, ouch.
He has no idea who I am. No. I'm just the guy who's demanding the tape of that show.
So that's why you've even said hello.
That's right. Well, straight to business. What about being sprung bad, Mr. Marvel?
It's very difficult to top that.
No, it is. Come on. You can do it. Just reach into your life.
Mine's more of a strange, embarrassing thing where down the road there's a small corner store, you know, like a milk bar or a deli. I go in there every single day to pick up my quota of iced coffee.
Mm.
And I do that every day because I like to support it because it's right next to a service station which just sucks all the money out of the local area.
Yeah,
you're right. Really sticking it to them.
That's right.
Yeah. You're like
the man.
Good on you, Rich.
You're like Che Guevara.
You like to support the small businesses.
Yeah.
And although at one stage the service station had a special on the iced coffee.
Oh.
And two for a certain price. And I thought, well, I can do it for a couple of days and then go back to the small business.
Yeah.
Of course, while I'm in the line with a couple of iced coffees in my hand, the shop owner walks past to go to the
Jack's had something going. I do that thing. It's thinking about it too much. But I'll occasionally order books from Amazon.
Yes,
from overseas. Books you can't get here, being fair to local vendors. And you have to go up to the post office to get them. And then you do that thing, you pick it up, and it's got the big Amazon logo on it.
You feel like a king when you've got an Amazon box.
Oh, isn't that a great feeling?
Yeah.
And then don't go into a bookshop with it.
Well, they know.
They just look, oh, thanks.
Oh.
We're sitting here wearing a barrel. Good on you. Yeah, just keep ordering books from overseas.
Which of Dan Brown's numbers couldn't you get here?
I did that in the music shop once. I remember they didn't have a certain CD, and I said, "Oh, listen, I'll just get it off the internet."
Oh.
I just realised what I said. Off the mailing list, buddy.
Jock, jock, Richard Martin.
Have you been sprung bad, listeners? I'm sure you must have.
Come on,
give us a call. Have we got prizes today?
So we're keeping the Indian Snatcher going.
Yeah, there's Indian Snatcher, and there's one copy of Dean Dyer's new album called
just Thanks for the Memories.
Okay.
It's signed by Richard Martin.
It's a tantalising cavalcade of prizes, courtesy of the Prize King. Call us, tell us how you were sprung bad from anywhere in the country. 1-333-53. Wish you well. Here at this on Triple M, brought to you by the pulling power of the Nissan Navara. We're up Talkback Mountain, and who's been sprung bad? Now, Will, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, hello, sir. What happened?
Well, I work as a flight attendant, and I was on an overnight, on the flight I met someone that I liked, as you do, and had them in my hotel room, and while I was asleep, about 4 o'clock in the morning, the phone rings, and I was asleep, and the person that I was with, forgetting that it was not their room, picks up the phone and answers, and on the other end of the line was my partner. You'd think, but no.
Just pretend it's really, really helpful room service.
How did that all end up?
Well, don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, waiting to find out.
No, the best thing to do, I think, is to call a national radio show, get it out there. That's opening the communication lines. Good on you, Will.
If we can send you the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme, some wacky sound effects,
just to smooth things over.
We'll lighten the mood.
But on another note, good on you for picking up on a plane. No, it's terrible. Cheating's terrible, but good on you, Will.
It's all part of the full service, you know.
Yes. Good on you. All right, thank you, Will.
Full service. I love how you just turned to our producer, Nikki Hamilton, when you said, cheating's terrible.
Yeah. Just making sure she knows these things.
It's as though, as if Nikki wasn't in here, there would be no voice of moral authority.
No, it's true. I was looking at you two thinking,
gosh, look at him.
All right. Hello, Jared. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Oh, we're excellent, man. What happened?
Well, I was at one of my mate's parties, and I heard reverse beepers, and being intoxicated as I was, I was being a smartass and said, who's reversing? And I turned around, and there was a person in a motorised wheelchair.
You're telling me the motorised wheelchair has the sound in there. Does it really?
Yeah, this one did.
Wow, why stop there? Why not go to the big...
Well, so Jared, I'm assuming you got out of it beautifully. What did you do?
I just walked away very quietly.
Good on you, man.
Between my legs.
Good on you, Jared. Of course you did.
Mm.
You need that music. If you just had that music,
you'd lighten the mood.
Just on your belt.
It would have been classic, but we didn't have that music at the time.
You just had the blank stares of party going.
Maybe every caller gets a copy of the Kerber Enthusiasm for home use.
Hey, thanks, Jared.
Who else is sprung?
Sensitive guy. G'day, Luke. How are you?
How's it going?
Good, man. What happened?
It's actually... friends of ours, they just moved to a new city and were heading around to an internet cafe around the corner every day to send off resumes, look for work and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one day they left a CD in the drive.
Oh,
they got home, realised, rang up, left a message on the answer machine asking for the CD, and then hung up and started talking about what a creepy little man ran the store and how strange he was and how they hated going in there. And of course, they actually hung up the phone. Those phones are hard to use, aren't they?
Oh.
Yes, they are.
Grab the
CD and walked out.
Wasn't there someone remember the findings, the private findings in the Jake Cobco case? Were just sent to the CD at an airport.
They were. Yeah, they left in a computer at an airport lounge.
See, that would have been leaving if they just had the music. Embarrassment.
Hi, Glenn. How are you? Well, you need that.
Yeah.
Yeah, mate. What happened?
Well, when I was about 12 years old, I jumped on the internet and I was talking to a young lady, apparently, and after about half an hour of her coaxing me, we decided to engage in an internet chat, and my mum found me doing it. You spelt the V word wrong, and I was like,
spelt the V word wrong. How embarrassing.
Get out of the way, son. Let me take over. You're going to do it, we'll do it properly.
Right.
Where are we at?
Grammatically correct. One will bone, two bone of the bone.
Get it right. Okay, thanks, Glenn.
Yeah, everybody.
Don't let that deter you, though, Glenn. You keep at it.
We will be burning copies of that theme.
Yeah, send it out.
Send that to everyone.
That's nice.
It lightens the mood during any disaster we find.
Hey, do you want to meet someone?
Oh, God.
I don't think he's been in this
room. It's been too long.
Exciting. It's been so too long.
Some of our listeners know him as Snato. We know him as Santo Chilaro.
A 400-kilo dead weight.
In the Northern Territory, so maybe that's where I got the tan from.
What have you been doing up there, can you say?
Yeah. I'm not barrow fishing, although I stayed at a place that specialised in barrow fishing. But every now and again, I go out with a bunch of people called Red Dust, and they're sports people that go out to Indigenous communities and tell kids how to eat healthy, play healthy. And I go out with them, and I pretend to be the soccer guy.
There we go.
So, but we went up to a place called Daly River up in Darwin the other week, and I stayed at the Banyan Farm Caravan Park, which was a lot of fun. It's home of the National Barrow Championships, and not just the Barrow Nationals, it's also home of the Barrow Classic.
Very different.
So I added the time up there.
We're having confusion, because people have been emailing us, and we're quite gullible here, Santo. The word chachi, I said it, and everything dropped.
Oh, boy, you can't say chachi. Doesn't this go to air in South America?
Is that true? Does chachi mean...
I don't know.
It's South America.
Apparently, it can be misheard by Koreans.
It's just an elaborate Joni Love chachi joke that somebody has
it's a delicacy in Korea, actually.
Is that right?
Chachi, chachi. Oh,
there you go.
It's called chachi. But, no, I don't know. Do you want me to find out? Am I your resident vlog, am I?
None of that. You are our resident Rex Hunnick, but you know how we were playing that little line from Rex?
Oh, yes.
You were the guy who put me onto something fantastic called Rex Hunt's Address to the Nation.
Did you finally listen?
I listened. It was astonishing. Richard Martin has memorized us. We're getting to that. And you mentioned caravan parks. I think that's an excuse for caravan park confessions.
Wow.
We've got to try and clean up the show after yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Got pretty blue. That'll all be coming up in this hour. Oh, get this. Spandau Ballet at Triple M. To cut a long story short, see, you really don't know what we'll play next.
How good was that?
I enjoyed it.
How good was that?
Is that Santo Chilaro? You might remember him, long-time Triple M listeners, as the Hoon Advisor.
Hoon Advisor.
I can't tell you how much I love the guy, the chorus of people. La 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 la.
Here's the tragedy. We probably would have played that straight after that song.
Brand new.
Spend our
ride. It's a bit edgy, that one.
Wow.
Spend a lot of business in the last hour. Now, we did Sprung Bad. Have you been Sprung Bad?
How bad is this? Not only do I keep getting Sprung Bad this way, but it keeps happening to me. I don't learn from it. we have the we have two video shops near our place.
Oh,
the big video is the big one, and the little tiny one.
Yes.
And
yes.
I keep bringing back my video to the little one.
No.
Taunt them. And he's just looking and going, no, mate, that's not my shop.
Wow.
And I go, oh, yeah, but because he's the guy that I talk to.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Guys, so that and I keep it keeps happening over and over again.
Oh, it's good to see that you're still keeping two video shops on the boil. Because a lot of people have given up on them completely.
Is that right?
Oh, because I love the video shop. It's the art gallery at your local shopping strip. That's what it is. If you get a DVD of a movie, that's as good as the digital master. It's like being able to go and get a Rembrandt out.
Is it?
Down at 7-Eleven.
Really? But I miss those days, Tony, when I used to come over to your place and used to play the big laser disc.
Oh, oh, the laser disc. People laughed at the laser disc. But I got 12 good years out of the laser disc. 12 good years of people going, mate, something small is coming.
No, come and have a look at this. I've got a copy of Miller's Crossing.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to put on, like, it took about 12 sides to get through the whole film.
Yeah.
It's only half an hour a side of a laser disc. This was back in the late
90s. Were you going to read them, Tony? Hold on to them?
I've kept the Criterion Collection one.
Yeah.
Okay. They're now worth upwards of $29.95.
Oh, okay. Sitting on a nest egg.
Okay, enough of that.
And I still keep my LP record, my vinyl
stuff. Oh, you've got to do that.
And I keep it in my iCrave. Keep it all in my iCrave. And my favourite spin-off.
Yep.
The Price is Right when it became the new Price is Right.
Oh,
so what did that change?
Everything was newer.
Really?
Yeah, new. Everything
didn't it go all new? In radio, things go all new.
All new. No,
occasionally.
New.
All new prices. But that was, Santa doesn't believe me, there was aftermath. I'm telling you.
Because I remember Trapper John M.D.
See, that's weird, because that was a drama.
Mm. So they got a new comedy and a drama out of MASH.
That's right. I mean, imagine if, I don't know, George from George and Mildred was suddenly a serious brain surgeon. Like, that's how weird it was.
And what about George M.D.?
Yeah. But they took someone from a comedy show and went, let's give them a drama.
Mm. Or maybe from one of the guys from on the buses went on a tram.
Gopher, P.I. Something like that.
You know, in Italy, when the Magnum P.I. can't be called Magnum P.I. because PI is private investigator, and Italian Perito Industriale is civil engineer.
It's got the same ring to it.
It was always just Magnum. Magnum, nothing.
This is not penis, like Charlie, apparently. Yeah. Some language, unless people are having a lend. Spin-offs, international spin-offs. How's Thank God You're Here going?
Oh.
Serious incarnation.
Did you say Thank God You're Here, or as they say in Germany? Or perhaps, as they say in Belgium.
Belgium! Got that one!
As they say in a kind of a strange way in Denmark.
Oh,
or, as they say in Russia. My favourite, as they say in the Czech Republic.
We will make you
talk.
Now, is that literally thank God you're here, or
some of them is thank God you've come is
well,
in Mark event, sure. And thank heavens you've entered the door. There's different ways of doing it. There's different.
Wow. And what's your favourite one? Like
The Russians. They've probably done more episodes than we have.
Now, this is what makes that different is they've had to invent their own sketches and scenes. Yeah.
No, not really. Strangely enough, they're the ones that have stuck to our model the closest. So they've tried to do their own. Like Denmark is absolute Eurovision style.
Really?
In America, they've kind of supersized the whole show.
Yeah.
And everyone does their own version, but the Russians have gone straight out, except they've changed the opening
Oh, really?
And
Buddha Guru's not big in Russia.
Not quite big enough.
Welcome aboard.
It's a little bit madness, but without the scars.
And
Look, it's going okay. It's great. It's up to about 15 or something.
Wow. And have the producers in the different countries managed to find someone who looks a bit like Ed to stand up the back and across the scenario?
I'm very impressed with that. No disrespect to you, Ed. You're a very fine actor. I've always said it to you.
Thank you very much.
The ensemble cast are excellent around the place. They really are good.
Yeah. We're going to get replaced by some cheaper Russians.
We're going to go towards India.
All right, enough of that.
Enough of that. What about the Czech Republic song?
Let's hear that.
Is that by my favourite Czech pop star, Masnasu Autobunky?
That guy kills. And he's coming up next on Triple M.
My neck and my chain.
Well, there you go. That's your problem. Don't bother us with it again, good Charlotte, in this house.
They will.
Please. What do we got here? Keep your hands off my girl. There's no link to the girl's happy. Let's get this. Around the nation on Triple M. Sando Chilaro is here. Now, I'm trying to think of a way to get to this because people just... It went out of fashion for about 6 or 7 months. Now they just can't get enough of it again. People don't know who he is. They just love hearing him over in Japan. Now, Sando, explain this thing that you gave to me. We can't really play it because it's so long and we'll probably get sued if we play that much of it. Rex Hunt's address to the nation.
Well, Tom and Rob really like fishing.
Yeah, sure.
And they go on Rex's show quite often. And they said, you should have a listen to this. It was a few years ago now. It's got to be at least 5.
Yeah.
And Rex decided to make his address to the nation, which I'm presuming was about the state of environment and fisheries and things like that. So, and I said, oh, look, I don't really want to hear it. And they said, no.
Hear it.
We're locking the door. You're listening. And it is
about 15 minutes long.
Exactly. And I know what you mean. You try and break it up into bits. Doesn't do justice to the piece as a whole.
You've got to hear the whole thing in one go. And it was just, it was a monologue you did on AM radio, and I think it was syndicated around the nation. It's one of those ones where people call in wanting a copy of it to motivate their kids.
It's very passionate. It's very passionate. Sure. And it actually, it's one of those ones where it actually is kind of motivating, but in a World Wrestling Federation kind of way.
But it's that sort of thing where you're motivating people, but about 2.5 minutes in, you're settling a lot of old school.
People said
I'd never be able to do this, but who's laughing now? That kind of stuff. And what if you've actually memorized a few bits of it?
I mean, I've listened to it way too many times, and I just fell in love with it as well. Because it is quite inspiring, but then when you break it down into sound bites, it's so much fun. Who would have guessed that the little fat kid from Morty Alec would make it? Just because you don't graduate head of the class doesn't mean you can't one day own the school. Fantastic.
Very true.
You can work in any situation.
Yeah. And what's the bit where he's in England and he hears one of his catchphrases in the street?
That's right. Oxford Street in London will never be the same with the chorus of yibbity yibbities following me down the street.
And what's Lizzy? What's the heady days?
A man came up to me and said, Rex, I love the show. Gave me his business card to an address in the Netherlands. This is busy stuff, folks.
That is my fun.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Look at this crowbar.
The guy from the Netherlands gave him his business card.
Wow.
Busy stuff indeed.
Busy.
All right. Okay, that's enough of that. Who is Endemol? Because that's not
the Big Brother people.
They are the company that has Big Brother. They have nothing to do with the international.
No, it's Fremantle Media.
Okay, all right. Because the people who make Big Brother, yes, Endemol, have hit a new low, according to the papers today. A new reality show. I think this is in Holland.
Yes.
Where all the good ideas.
And they have their own busy stuff here.
This is for an idea. They pit 3 people against each other for a kidney transplant.
What?
Now, this is tasteless. It's tasteless stuff, people. but this is in the paper today, a terminally ill cancer patient will give one of her kidneys to the contestant chosen by a TV audience in a bizarre new Dutch reality show made by Endemol. Endemol, I think they should call that company. Let's just Endemol. End all of these dodgy ideas. Is that going to be coming here? Celebrity kidney transplant? Will we get that? It takes two.
Wow.
Bit of that action.
I can't.
I don't know.
Would you watch it though? I'm just quite serious.
No, no, I don't think so.
No.
But what are you gonna, what are they going to do? How do you audition to get a kidney?
Mm. See, this is the thing, though. See, 10 years ago, if you said, would you watch The Biggest Loser, you'd go, oh, you couldn't even imagine such a thing on TV.
Yeah. And also, it'd be quite weird, because if you're missing a kidney, aren't you a bit like jaundice in the eye? Must be, you know, you're always playing with the car on the remote control.
A lot of makeup.
Yeah. Okay.
Will that be coming, do you suppose?
No, I don't think so.
Not sure we'll get that. Do you have any more? Ed's been canvassing new shows that Eddie McGuire's brought back from overseas. There was a list of them in the paper.
There was.
Mostly lawyers, doctors, policemen, is that right?
No, it's pretty much all sort of downbeat doctors having a second chance at life, yeah, or kind of offbeat promotions models coming good in the end.
Yeah.
Looking good. I find out. Now, there's going to be a whole raft of grumpy doctors coming. That's what I mean.
Oh, you think that's the way
everyone
going
wants to be on a walk.
Actually, that's a good show, Wrath of Grumpy Doctors. That's not bad. That could be a reality show as well.
Dizzy stuff, people. Dizzy stuff. What about Caravan Park and Fishers? I mean, that's holiday etiquette. We would have pitched that and thrown in a few kidney transplants.
Damn.
Couple of that bloke. Grumpy Doctor.
Now we're getting somewhere.
That could be an idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rock solid.
Santo loves a caravan park. That's what I'm told.
I went to a caravan park. In fact, this is probably Rick's territory. He loves his Barra. And yeah, I went to a place called Daly River, which is, as I said, home of the Barra Nationals and the Barra Classic. And they stayed at a place there called, it's a great caravan park called Banyan, it's the Banyan Farm Caravan Park. And Wally's the guy there.
Hey, Wally. You wouldn't think that anything interesting could go on at the Banyan Caravan Park. You'd be wrong, and we'll prove it next.
Can you play Beauty so dump the sparkle inside?
Pretty much everywhere, Santo Chilaro is sitting in. What were you just saying? Something about the Serenity?
Yeah, no. I was saying I watched The Castle last night.
Yeah,
that's right. It was on last night. And there are lots of people that quote lines.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, I can imagine people like Stephen Curry.
You still get it on the street?
Well, people don't know. A lot of people don't know because it's 10 years ago that I was involved in it. But the people that do know often, you know, quote stuff. Yeah. When we go away to, you know, on trips and stuff to the desert and stuff, and you're stuck with people, that certainly comes out pretty quickly.
I was in a cemetery on the outskirts of Melbourne, and I walked past a headstone that actually had, it was, I won't mention the name. It just had the guy's name. He was 34 when he died,
and the epitaph read, "How's the Serenity?"
There you go.
How nice is that?
I'm going to have the dogs are loving it.
What about? I might just go with that. Getting no respect.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry, Simpson apparently doing a Robbie Dangerfield impression.
It's very touching. We did sue, but anyway.
Yeah,
that'll teach him.
When I went to the caravan park at the Banyan Farm.
Oh yeah, yes.
Here's a quick question. I often just know them as the shower shed,
yes,
or the toilet block. Do you know what they now are?
What?
No, a
refreshment centre?
A hygienic studio.
It's called an ablutions area.
Ablutions area.
Ablution.
It sounds like it's a religious ceremony or something. It's just, you know.
We hate stuff, look, because the one we love is at the bank. There's a cubicle with a desk in it. That's the customer studio.
It used to be an office.
There's a show. The customer studio.
Yeah, that's right. The Sean Lord's the here.
Studio. Here's a cardboard box. That's your studio apartment.
When I was in the ablutions area, it was about I was about to have a show. It was like 11:30 at night, and all the fishermen had just got back from their barra fishing and stuff like that. And I was just thinking how wonderful it was to be in a place where people are genuinely, g'day, mate. There's all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And whereas, you know, I often go and visit relatives in Italy, and Italy is the opposite. You know, people just look straight through you. And it is refreshing when you have guys do that. And there was this guy that came up. It was 11:30 at night. He was taking a shower, and he goes, "How you going, mate?" And I thought, well, not bad considering I'm looking at a naked 22 stone 70-year-old.
What about call it?
Can
caravan park confessions, I don't know how this is going to work, but
it's holiday etiquette.
Yeah.
Well. It's etiquette. Because this is what... When I was talking to Wally, the guy that runs the place, I said, Wally, what happens during the Barra Nationals? I mean, because hundreds of people descend upon this place, and it's very small. And there's gridlock on the river while everyone's fishing. And I said, is there a bit of boat rage? Is there a bit of, river rage, that kind of stuff? And he said, mate, compared to what happens at breakfast time, when people are lining up for their toast, and who gets the toast and who puts it in, he goes, the toast is, the waiting at the toaster is the biggest source of arguments with for the whole week. And then I'm thinking, that's quite true. I've been in the toaster line. The conveyor belt. So, and what do? You put the toast in? Do you wait, Tony, or do you go and get the rest of your stuff?
I usually wait, but then there can be trouble if you wanted a bit extra and you want to go for a second time.
No. Well, because it's kind of tough. And I think, I walk away.
Do you?
I walk back with absolute authority. Then I walk back and they go, hang on, he's already put the toast in. He can't be pushing in.
I will take toast. If someone puts it in and they walk away and I'm waiting with my toast and two comes down and then I wait for my two, I take all four.
No.
I'm bigger than that. That in many states. Perhaps you could be arrested for that.
Really?
What about people who, like, there's three going on, and you're third, and you go away, and you come out and take the first one?
No, I'm
best in that one. That's mine.
There's got to be a toaster bitch. She stands there with a velvet rope, with a velvet clipboard. And at very worst, or maybe an express lane, people that do go up. You just have a separate lane, and people just know that you can do
that's
that.
Right. And then how do you feel about the people that tried to put like danishes and croissants in the toaster conveyor belt?
No one does that.
I have been known to put a cherry danish upside down on the conveyor belt just to toast the bottom side. See, then you've got the softness of the cherries and the crispness of the danish.
Ed has been known to put a turducken in there. That's a turkey with a chicken with a duck inside.
Sensational.
Yeah. That's just on the toaster side.
Yeah.
The one that really does my head in is when you go to a motel or a resort or something that has a shared pool. At what point, and you're looking around going, where can I find a spot? When there's a banana lounge with a towel on it.
Yes.
Now, I presume that if the towel is crumpled up,
they're
gone.
Yes.
They're gone.
They're finished.
If it's stretched and there's no one there, they're there.
Yes.
However, there's a time limit.
Yes.
If you're not back in 10 minutes, then I'm sorry, that's my banana
Well, what about if you put personal effects? What about like a half-drunk pina colada next to it?
Well, that, I think
magazine.
A magazine? No, I would do that. I put my book there, even though I haven't read it. I put that in, and I'm coming back in 3 hours' time, but that's my spot.
I leave a revolver
as a warning to people.
All right, holiday etiquette.
Yes.
Stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Caravan park confessions.
Yeah, absolutely right, Tom. Because we were talking about this earlier, and we're talking about caravan parks. And the only time I've ever been to a caravan park, I came home, and they all look the same, Santo.
They look the same.
And people don't lock their doors. Mm. You know what I mean? So I went in, thought I'd have a little snack, an apple. Yeah. We've got apples. I don't remember those.
Ate the porridge.
We fell asleep and got sort of roughly woken up by a gentleman and his wife, just wondering why I thought I was in there. You know, it was cool for me to hang out in their marital bed.
Yeah, man, this is our Millard.
Yes.
It's great footage. You should have a look. Give us a call with anything at all to do with holidays.
Wow.
Possibly gone horribly wrong. 133353. Well, if you need that in excess, it's Get This on Triple M. Santo Chilaro is with us. He's been in a caravan park for work-related reasons, I'm assuming.
And then when I had to fly out from Darwin, I caught the red eye. Have you guys ever caught a red eye? 2:35 a.m.
Wow.
And I tell you what, no matter what city you're in, at that time, at 2 o'clock in the morning, that's junk time. That is junk time in any city.
Who is out and about?
First of all, I got into the lift, and this woman is racing the lift. Go, keep it open. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. She had a singlet and a tracksuit bottom on. And she goes, hope I'm not too late. And I thought, she's missed a plane or something. Runs out of the lift and reemerges as we're packing our car to go to the airport. And she goes, oh, geez, I have to feed the meter now. I've got another 4 hours clear.
Right.
She had fed the meter at 2 o'clock in the morning for another 4 hours. There was no one in the car park. She's just 4 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. She's fed the meter for 4 hours, and then you know we drive down. That's Darwin for it. And then we drive down the street, and there's two well dressed guys at about it was 1:55 rolling a wooden barrel down the street.
Over the parking officer.
Okay.
All right. Who else is on holiday?
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate.
Wait, what happened? Oh, we're great, man. What happened?
I was at a caravan, and we were staying in the caravan park there, and we were in a camper trailer. We went to hard camp. Was it always a noisy bunch?
Yeah, there's about every seventh word is legible.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Sorry, sir, could you just give us that again? Because with technical problems, the Daleks are interfering with this broadcast.
Okay. We had a camper trailer next to us. And, they were very noisy. And the guy was up, he was drinking and talking really loud till 5 in the morning. Till 1 in the morning. Then he woke us up at 5 in the morning. Anyway, so I went to the showers and I hopped in the first cubicle and you had to pay 20 cents for the hot water. And anyway, it was really quite cold in that one. The guy jumped out of the first one. I thought, I'll try that. And anyway, that was sucking all the hot water. So then, next thing you know, was payback time. The guy who kept me up all night hopped in the first one. So I'd give him just a hint of hot water before dropping my coin in. And then when it ran out again, my water, then I'd just tease him a bit with a bit of hot water and drop the next one in.
I laughed my ass off. That's the way
busy stuff.
Exactly, but of course that will be all of us, I think, in a couple of years. In your own shower at your house, there'll be a meter.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Right. Yeah. It's going to be communal.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Hi, Joanne. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. What happened?
We went up to Port Macquarie for my mum's wedding for about a week. Stayed in a really crappy caravan park.
Yeah.
Went up with two kids and came back with three.
What?
Came back the next day.
I thought it was part of a deal. If you stay for 3 nights, we give you a kid.
Wow.
Well done. Well,
yeah,
that's a very pretty fancy ablutions area.
All right. Well, that's a pretty good holiday.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Exciting.
And how's that kid going for you?
Pain in the butt.
Okay. What happened? It's a familiar story.
Yeah, very familiar. You want to bathe the child? Hang on, I've got to get 20 cents out.
Who's going next?
Hi, Leon, how are you?
You're not so bad yourself.
Oh, great, mate. What happened?
Well, it involves a caravan park again. I think the guy talking about the hot showers might have been me.
Oh, really? You'll get him back.
No, I certainly will. No, it's about the caravan park in 1770 up in Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife and I and the two kids more or less avoid caravan parks at all costs because of the shenanigans that go on in there. and all the noise and thing, oh, great, people are going to keep us up all night. Anyway, the young fella decides to get violently ill about 2 o'clock in the morning, and he's screaming the place down, and I had to get him out. And we were the only ones making noise, so a bit of a backfire there.
Right, everyone in the car, we're off to the caravan park, just fixing people up.
Well, it comes in a payback, I suppose.
Yeah, there you go, that'll learn
them. To make it worse, I actually took him to the toilet block, which more or less amplified the screaming.
Good acoustics in there.
Lovely.
Yeah, it wasn't champagne comedy, but it was pretty good.
There you go. I think it wasn't Dark Side of the Moon recorded in an ablutions block at a caravan park. Top acoustics. Keeps everyone up. Who's going next?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
G'day, mate. How are you?
Excellent. What happened?
Talking about making noise in the middle of the night in the caravan park, I took my young teenage son up to the King Reed Hotel caravan park at Paramine Beach in Tunnel, Queensland. We done it on the cheap. We went up on the Sunland. It was about 4 hours late. And when he came to the Slowland, actually. But we got a rental car in Cairns and finally got down to the caravan park about 11 o'clock at night. We were pretty tired. Had a shower, came back to the car. Wasn't familiar with the keypad on the keyless remote. Set the car alarm off in the middle of the caravan park.
Oh. Running out of town with flaming torches?
No, actually, the ironic thing was the people in the tent next to us had just gone to bed. We noticed their lights had just gone out, so I made a note to apologise to them in the morning. And when I went next door in the morning, it turned out to be the parents of a mate I hadn't seen for about 20 years. And
the
they didn't even hear it.
Oh, that's a new joke.
Car alarm reunion.
Oh, that's a great idea. Inconsiderate behaviour.
Jewelry.
Wonderful. Bringing families together.
It sounds like Steve's calling us from inside the swarm of bees.
I know. You've got killer bees in the car with you, sir.
Just about, I think. Yeah, I'm on the highway, mate.
What highway's that?
It's the M1 heading down to the Gold Coast on the courier.
Oh, what are you going to do at the Gold Coast? Popping down to Ripley's?
Might say, mate,
just
no time today. It's pretty busy.
Yeah, it's always fun with the goat two heads. Yeah.
Hopping down to firebomb the Big Brother house.
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
You know what I saw? I saw the big, you know, the buffalo that Paul Hogan hypnotized.
Yeah.
On the way to Daly River, I stopped at a place called Adelaide River Roadhouse, and they've stuffed it and they put it there.
Yeah, right.
It's big.
And you got your photo taken with it?
I did do that.
Good job.
Yeah. What, like the whole thing? The whole animal?
The whole animal.
Yeah. Where is it sitting?
Just in the bar?
At the bar, they've sort of got a bar, and then at the back they've got like a souvenir kind of shop.
Museum, really.
It's a museum.
I saw the broad daylight Miami drug dealer stuffed in a cabinet from Crocodile Dundee too. We love broad daylight drug dealing. It's our favourite broad daylight drug dealing film. Yes, thank you to everyone who contributed. We're going to have, what have we got next? If there's time, don't be bored, it's actually going to be good. Politics on Get This. Crowded house, don't stop now here at Get This on Triple M. I know I promised politics, we don't have time for that.
Good.
It's a bit long. I was just going to mention, Sato Chilaro is here. People listening in states, obviously, that aren't Melbourne, Victoria, will probably be wondering about something we were talking about yesterday. Bridget Duclos from the Melbourne Cage, and I think Peter Berner as well.
Mm.
We're going to be running nude up the main, well, St Kilda Road. It's a pretty busy street.
Oh, the widest street in the Southern Hemisphere.
Just made that up.
No, it is. It's got the most lanes of any street, not highway, in the Southern Hemisphere.
I was assuming they would have been chockers this morning for the nude gear. Now, did it happen? Do we know what happened?
I think they ran, but they ran with a box covering their bits.
Yeah. Really? Is that nude, though?
I think that's not very nude.
But it's legal, because would it be technically illegal?
Public exhibitionism otherwise, isn't it?
Well, I know it was a massive OB event. I just had a chat to some of the engineers.
Really?
And they were up at 3 a.m. this morning organising that one.
Wiring the box.
Really?
Yeah, it's massive.
Mm. Getting the box happening, all the microphones.
Yeah, right.
It's a box.
Mm.
So between your body and the inside of the box, you're nude.
Yeah.
One foot of nudity.
Yes.
I don't know. Are people going to be happy with that?
I don't know, Tony. Maybe you should do it and find out.
I see a streaker going across there in the cricket doing that.
I think
they're not going to get there.
But you remember the cops had come out and take the stuff off? Have you seen the... we're at the A-League final, so-and-so.
Oh, yeah.
And did you see the guy that ran onto the pitch?
I did.
After the match. And he sidestepped and dodged about five or six security guards.
He was well. He did very well.
It was a wonderful exhibition.
Yeah, that's a TV show.
How many guards can you dodge?
It's unforgettable.
And he could have. He had the chance, Thumper, to run off into the crowd and make it. And people were cheering.
Yeah.
But he eyed off one too many. He went for one. He was the fattest of the security guards.
Yeah.
Very light on his feet for a big man. And he took him down.
Speaking of a bridge too far, Sad, are you a Rodney Dangerfield fan, I'm assuming?
I like Rodney Dangerfield, yes.
Don't you think, including...
Very diplomatic.
Using, digital effects to drop the late Rodney Dangerfield into other movies would just enhance and zhuzh up boring old films from the past?
I think it could.
Yeah.
I would like to see a film like that.
Not a support for this idea. The Godfather. You know, the first three quarters of an hour. It's just this boring wedding.
Yes, it's slow. It's
no
slow.
Gags. Nah, needs a bit of Rodney.
Now, Sicilian. I think he's going to be consigliere.
What's that?
That's, a counselor, advisor. Very important.
Oh, somebody stepping a duck. I had better food at the ball game, you know?
I tell you, this snake still has marks where the jockey was hit.
Now the Godfather's killing her again, though.
Now it makes sense.
Rodney can shush up any film. Yeah. We've got to play another song.
Hey.
Most shows would have ended by now.
Yeah.
We'll be back to do that next on Triple F. We get so much mail. People love, you know, you're down here and somebody saying, stop calling it Stocco Garo. What about Cinco Laurel? Thanks to everyone who called up. Don't forget Podcast 89 has gone up. That's Jock. That's actually pretty good, that one. And Santo, we've also had a lot of people from Melbourne. Dollar off for one. And who wants to know if he can have the Hoon Advisor theme as his ringtone? Would you be happy with that?
Can you organise that for me? Because if I don't send it for him down the line, or if I don't know if it
works. I think we can put it on the website. We'll just have to clear, you know, with the lawyers, whoever was playing that piano accordion.
It could have been Johnson Peters, but anyway, if you clear it, we'd go, Mr. St. Peters.
All right. Hey, this is how you're